Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy.
Welcome back. That's the late, great Tom Petty. That song is Free Fall. Hold on to that thought. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Kita Spak. KitaSpak.com is the website, S-Z-P-A-K, Kita with a K. And her book is called A Simple Life. That's one of them. And Kita is joining us from Ottawa, Canada, talking about how to help us get centered in our lives. Kita, thanks again for being here. That song that that the late, great Tom Petty was singing, Free Fall. I wonder if sometimes we feel that way a little bit in our personal lives when we're bombarded with so much stuff. I really worry about social media, honestly. I mean, we use social media in my business. But I really worry about where it's going. At the risk of sounding like an old fuddy-duddy, Kita, all this stuff, this 24/7, every second, it's the kids are wearing watches, and every time something happens, it pops a new little message into their watch. Holy mackerel! We've got to learn how to be, in your word, I love the word you use on this, we've got to learn how to be more discerning of what comes into our head. What do you think?
I think so. That's absolutely the case.
Otherwise, we get the free-falling effect. We're just falling.
Yeah, well,
where's the grounding? Where's the grounding? Where are we connected to? What's real? What is real? What's the signal and what's the noise, Kita?
Yeah, well, all that is noise in terms of I'm going to give you a couple of lines here. You can repeat this to yourself. I am the captain of my destiny. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my destiny. I'm the master of my fate. If, in fact, you remove that centeredness about yourself and you become a slave, and I'll call it a slave, if you have to pick up your iPhone every 30 seconds or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Then you are no longer in charge of your own life. Your life is being controlled by whether it's a device or whether it's a certain news feed that you're getting. It could be controlled by the fact that you need to look in your inbox every few seconds. So your work suffers, your real work suffers, because you're continually being distracted by the ping that occurs
right
in your computer. So what do? The first thing you could do is shut off the sound of the computer.
Kita, I've been receiving email for over 20 years. I've never had the email sound on my computer. It's been mute for over 20 years.
There you go.
Never.
And that's a practical way of shutting down what is one of the million distractions that we have daily.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I said, you are the captain of your destiny. So at the end of the day, you can't say this. Well, it's because of that stupid TV program. I ended up watching it because it just lured me in. And then they had the big chase scene, and I had to find out what happened in the accident. Do you see the drama? That is drama unfolding.
Well, but that's a movie. This is going on right now with in social media, for God's sake. I mean, I wonder. I mean, some of the things the people that I know who are on social media, if I know them enough to know that, well, obviously they don't have jobs. Obviously they don't have work to do, because if I did what they did, I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have work to do.
Well,
I wouldn't have any more time.
And remember, we were talking about making time for yourself, and that's quality time.
Yeah.
So that the ability to even shut down one distraction, if that's what all our listeners can do today, is take one distraction and shut it down or shut it off for a period of time and you keep doing mm-hmm. this, then you are forming, as you know, a habit or a ritual or a daily routine that then is in fact beneficial to you privately, personally, and as a business owner.
And then while you're doing that, find the things that you can prove are real and find a handle on that thing and hold on and rule everything else out. If anything else moves, when you touch it, if it moves, it's not real. It's fake. It's being undermined somehow. I'm just talking about sources of information. I'm talking about, I don't know. You know what I'm saying, Keita?
Yeah,
find things that are real in your life. There's so much stuff in our lives these days that's not real.
The other thing is, if in fact the conversation around the cooler, let's say you take a break there and you're taking your coffee, and inevitably the theme or the topic is around something that is highly dramatic,
yeah,
is the latest media hype.
Go away.
Something that is exaggerated. In fact, it can sometimes make you feel uneasy.
Yeah. Go away.
As soon as you have that emotion, that feeling, walk away.
Exactly.
Say, hey, I'm going for a walk.
Did you see Facebook wants to have 1 billion people using the virtual reality in the next year or two?
Wow.
That can't be good, Keita. I'm sorry. That just can't be good. I need your website quickly one more time.
Yes, KeitaSpach.com.
Spell it.
KeitaSpach.com. Happy day, everybody.
Thank you, Keita. Good job today. The Simple Life, folks. That's one of her books. And check all that out at KeitaSpach.com. I got to take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.